This is a meditation, a visualization on the air that we breathe. It comes via Per Espen Stoknes, a Norwegian psychologist and politician. Take a moment to get comfortable, whether you want to do that lying down or sitting up. And then when you've done that, imagine and sense the air that you're breathing, the living air. You can feel it right now in your nostrils. This air is also the earth's skin. It's amazingly thin compared with the size of the earth and the universe that it shields us from. This layer of air looks infinite when we look upwards, but beautiful, breathable air is only about 5 to 7 miles thin, a fragile wrapping around a massive planet. Inside the skin, we're all closely connected. The breath that you've just taken has particles in it that Gandhi may have breathed decades ago. Inside of this thin, fluctuating layer, all of life is nourished, protected, and held. It insulates and regulates temperatures in a range that is just right for water, for life as we know it. Between the blue oceans and sky, the clouds carry all the billions of tons of water needed for our soils. The air fills rivers, oceans, forests. But with the changing climate, with the warming of our planet, you may feel fear, even despair at times. And there are good reasons to do so. But rather than remaining in grief about the sorry state of the world and its losses, we can turn to face the future with clear eyes and determination. We can create a new narrative, one that has us let go of the doomsday scenarios, a new story of how we can achieve the reversal of global warming. Some of these stories already exist as people, cities, companies, and public bodies take responsibility for the air we breathe, even at times in the face of strong opposition. You and I can be part of these stories. We can take action. And why would we do this? Because these actions ground us in what we are as humans, earthlings in this living air. And when you're ready, if you've had your eyes closed or been lying down, come to have a seat, eyes open, and ready to move again.